is Betty Lockreed Hoag. I'm February the 11th, 1965, interviewing Miss Suzanne Bars Miller.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong, thank you.
I'm not Mrs. Bars Miller at all. We got married because we were quite embarrassed when I sent my pictures and thought, oh, how wonderful.
Well, there
they
is
were very embarrassed to find I wasn't a member of the society and I wasn't Suzanne Bars Miller.
And there is a Suzanne
there is.
Bars Miller.
She's not living.
Uh-huh.
She's Bars Miller's mother.
I see. In Pennsylvania, was it?
She was up in New England when I was.
Isn't that interesting?
No, I'm Suzanne Linda Miller.
Is that L-Y-N-D-A or I?
L-I-N-D-A.
Well, that's something that will correct a lot of who's who and things right now because it's listed this way, isn't that interesting?
Well, I'm in the old who's who in art. That's
with a Linda.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But I'm Susan Linda then. That was before I studied in Paris.
And this is S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Be sure we get that spelling right, too. We should start over again. Well, I'm interviewing Miss Miller in her home in Ojai, California. Ms. Miller is an easel artist, painter, a lithographer. I believe she's been a teacher, and I know that she's doing ceramics now and other things we'll find out about on the tape. Ms. Miller, you were born in New York, were you not? State of New York.
New York State.
And you do not care to give your birth date. Were you educated in the schools in Cortland?
In the high school.
Mm-hmm. And then
actually in Homer Academy it was.
Homer?
That's 3 miles from Cortland where I was born and where I really grew up in Homer rather than Cortland.
Hmm. And where did you get your art training?
I went first to Pratt Institute.
Oh, you did? My mother went there too.
Wasn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
2 years teacher's course and then I taught 2 years and painted, and then I went back for a general art course for 2 more years.
Where did you teach?
I've done mostly occupational therapy in state hospitals. They said at Pratt I wasn't suited to the set curriculum, that I should have more freedom in teaching, and they recommended me for the State Hospital in Pennsylvania in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
So I organized their occupational work there and I taught at Bellevue Hospital and I taught during the First World War in an army hospital.
For heaven's sake.
Then I taught 3 years in Constantinople College.
You did?
In Turkey.
Was that when Dr. Mears was there? Dr.
Yes.
Elliot Grinnell Mears?
Yes.
I lived in his home for 3 years.
Oh, is that
yes,
so?
Yes, at Palo Alto. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
I suppose that would be about the time you were there then.
Mm-hmm. I was there in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm. I've forgotten what he was doing, but I...
Then I keep changing from teaching to painting.
Mm-hmm.
I'd paint for a while and would be dissatisfied with what I was doing, and then I'd go back to teaching. Then I'd get the urge to paint again, so I vacillated back and forth. And I studied 3 years at Fontainebleau.
Excuse me just a minute. Well, getting back to your going to Pratt Art Institute, I was in Butte and talked to Mother. I was in Butte with Mother for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And she was saying that she had just recently contacted one of the teachers back there who's now head of, is it Art News? Is that the big magazine?
Well,
or Art Digest?
You mean
I always get them mixed up.
I'm not sure.
Well, he would have been one of your teachers too, undoubtedly, is the reason
probably.
I wondered. And he's Professor Emeritus there, but he's also one of the editors of this big art magazine. And
I got the alumni paper. But I don't know what else they have.
Well, it seemed to me his name was Mr. Watkins, but I could be wrong. I'll find out.
His name was
tell you about Watkins, it seemed.
Watkins?
But I'm probably mixed up.
I don't think I had any teacher named Watkins.
Why, you're doing this, there